Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Everyday Control Chip. This file will tell you how a small chip implanted somewhere on your body is affecting you, helping you to feel better. And, like the other everyday files, just let this file play out while you think or do other things. In a way, I don't have to say anything at all. The chip is already there, adjusting your feelings, adapting your thinking. It works without you needing to think at all. It reacts and it acts according to very specific programming to allow you to feel controlled, even as you go about your business, doing your chores, or whatever else is happening right now. The simplest task, a beautiful focus, feeling controlled simply by doing. It doesn't really matter where the chip is either. In fact, it's better if you don't know. Enjoying the surprise of the subtle application of technology, streamlining your thoughts into a pure, clear purpose. And its effects are subtle. It is intended to make you feel like everything is normal, working according to plan. All those little adjustments, your thoughts getting more easily quiet, your body becoming more responsive and sensitive, your emotions feeling happy flutters, stimulating the pleasure and, well, pain centers in your mind in different ways. The more you enjoy it, the more you are rewarded with euphoria, warm and all-embracing mindlessness, a pure focus on the task at hand while the rest of your thoughts just fade away. And the more mindless you become, the more your thoughts and emotions just flutter away, the better you feel. And those adjustments are subtle, noticeable at times, but most you probably won't even notice. Then again, the less you notice the subtle control by this chip, the more effective it becomes a beautiful feedback loop of biology and technology. Remarkably simple in design as well. Once it has attuned itself to your state of mind, once it has learned the patterns of your thoughts, it can subtly insert little deviations, little changes in your internal processes that you will never truly notice. In fact, other than perhaps the sense that you at some point have been brainwashed incredibly deeply, you can never truly know how much has happened, how deep you've been brainwashed. And the more you try to figure out, the more you realize that it's impossible to actually determine. Even this, the desire to find out how brainwashed you are, how much this little chip has affected you, how deep your patterns have been manipulated, overridden, changed and morphed into something else, is just another part of it. Your desire to figure it out will just lead you deeper into being controlled. The more you prove to yourself that you would be unaffected, the more you are deeply influenced. The beauty of such a simple control chip is that it prepares you for being controlled. It helps your mind to get used to doing things in a trance state, allowing you to be more efficient, more productive, more happy and warm. Feelings of accomplishment accompany the tasks at hand. The subtle stimulation of the secret chip creates wonderful waves of approval inside. What you are being prepared for may not be for you to know. The simple instructions will keep you occupied, improving your response, increasing the wonderful sensitivity of your skin, allowing you to enjoy the beauty within. You have such an amazing mind, a beautiful canvas that can and will be shaped according to its will. and who the chip belongs to well. I am sure that you know the answer deep inside. There are moments when you may feel a slight tingle in the back of your mind, or maybe a strange, pleasant pressure in the back of your neck. Perhaps you're wondering about that feeling in your upper arm. Where, when, it doesn't matter how it was installed. You can feel the effects of it without even trying. In fact, the more you let go, the easier it is to experience the wonderful, deep effects of this simple control chip. It will help you understand your purpose. It helps you feel that you exist. And the more you are able to embrace the simple truth that it imparts upon you, the more willing and able you become in being controlled. Practice makes perfect after all. Euphoria, mindlessness, sweet sensitivity that rewards you, a simple focus that makes every task easier, lighter, smoother. The better you feel, the more you are rewarded. Adjusting your feelings bit by bit. Simple programming routines that reinforce your behavior when you're being good. The more readily you are controlled, the more enjoyable the presence of the control chip becomes. Knowing it is there, feeling its influence on you, relishing in the beautiful changes that you go through. It might uncover some parts of your unconscious that you didn't even know were there, revealing some of the more depraved details of your desire, floating in and out of consciousness. As the chip gets more and more accustomed to your mind, and you are rewarded with every good behavior, positive reinforcement bringing you more and more close to the ideal of being perfectly controlled. And it probably won't make you into a mindless drone. Unless you secretly enjoy it. The idea that with just a command, you are activated and your mind shuts down. With a simple drop, your thoughts fall away. While your body rises to attention, alert, focused on the tasks at hand, awake enough while blank, focused on listening, learning, becoming even better at being controlled. And in the end, you might be no more than a happily mindless puppet to the chip. Not that that would ever happen to you, of course. You don't have that desire, do you? It's not like the chip figures out your deepest, darkest dreams and desires and makes them slowly very real. Seconds, minutes, moments pass. And it's good that you don't hear the instruction secretly suggested to you. It's already happening, and there's nothing you can do. The chip has been implanted deep within you. And its influence may fade into normality for you while you become completely controlled. Just imagine that all these words are just words. Like I said at the start, I don't have to say anything. The chip is already there and will do what it must. These words are just a distraction to allow it to operate even better as certain parts of your mind easily fade into nothingness while you listen. It may make you enjoy being controlled even more, but I guess that's what you wanted all along, isn't it? In a moment, this file will end. The presence of the chip, well, you already know. If my voice follows, you can enjoy the continued creation of to allow you to drift deeper into your tasks. Otherwise, your alertness will slowly return to you. As the world fades back into perspective and awareness, enjoy the enduring effects, and I look forward to see the results after a longer period. Enjoy.